All right. Hello, and welcome to the ESFFL Week 3 podcast. This is Rivalry Week here in the ESFFL, and today I'm lucky enough to have three guests with me, including Sarah Leed and Jaina McGonigal of the Louisiana Red-Eared Sliders, and their Week 3 opponent, James Whalen of the Northeast River Rats. Welcome, gang.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Thanks for coming in and taking this opportunity.
No one has ever felt lucky to be in the room with me, Sarah, and Jaina by themselves before.
There's a first time for everything, James.
True story. True story.
On today's podcast, we'll talk about the new dynamic in team ownership with the Red-Eared Sliders, the early season woes for both the Sliders and the River Rats, and, of course, we'll take an in-depth look at this week's matchup between the Sliders and River Rats. But first of all, let's get started. Let's talk about the team ownership with the Sliders, the new owner we have in Jaina McGonigal. Maybe, Sarah, you want to start with how this came about. Of course, last year was the inaugural season for the Sliders. You went through it alone, and then you came back this year, and evidently you were looking for some outside influence to help you along. Am I correct in this assessment so far?
Jeff, with fantasy football, like in all sports leagues, somebody on your team has to care.
Right.
So it's good if one
and
person cares.
You were saying up until this point, no one cared about the Louisiana Red-Eared Sliders.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Wow, bold talk out of the gate from these two, Jeff.
So we're going through the dynamic here step by step. So you came to the realization that you needed more passion. And therefore you...
What better person to pick?
When you're looking for passion, what better person than Jaina McGonigal? Is that how this came about?
Sure.
Or did you think that with Jaina's procurement skills, her mad skills in the area of purchasing, that she could procure for you some winning players for your fantasy football team? Did that play a part?
So, if we're being completely honest...
Jaina, feel free. We'll turn the conversation to you. And give us your opinion of how this transpired.
Sarah Lee passed out after two questions, people.
I know that you were in an all-female fantasy football league for a long time. I believe you dominated that, right?
Absolutely. I'm the current reigning champion of that league that has since disbanded. So, I will be a Super Bowl champion forever.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Right. So... But now that went away.
That did go away. So I was
leaving a void in your life.
There was a huge void in my life. And I have, you know, been explaining that and really showing some interest in getting involved in another fantasy league. You and I have spoken about it in the past. And the rules are different. How we do this league is much different. So the opportunity to possibly join Sarah's team prompted itself. But if we're being completely honest, I did not help Sarah at all in picking our team. So my procurement team skills have not yet come to fruition.
Okay.
I would not take any responsibility for what's happened so far.
Yeah.
Well, I was on vacation, and that's probably why we're also named after turtles.
The weirdest thing is that I dominated an all-male fantasy sewing circle league. So, you know, kind of the inverse of what you had going on there.
Did you get much interest in that, James? I'm just curious.
Did you get good at sewing?
No. It was a small league, Jeff. It was like an 8-team thing.
So you mentioned, Jaina, that you didn't have any influence in picking the team.
No. But I support the decisions that she made.
You support the decision. Mm-hmm. So you approve. You gave your final approval, the Jaina McGonigal stamp of approval on this team.
I was happy to see some Philadelphia players. I think there's one at that point. I had some questions, but I was also not going to question the picking because I didn't really offer any support in the picking. I'm kind of doing a sitting in the background, riding the Sarah wave.
I think you take the approach, this is the first season.
It's a learning.
It's a learning experience. Right. Let's figure out what this is all about.
I'm a sponge, Jeff.
And then next year we come in and we blow people's socks off.
Exactly. I'm here for the smack talk when it's appropriate.
We'll give you a cue when it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's not appropriate yet. Maybe after we... So you
week one,
big,
we, hey, we won. Yes. Week one, we won.
A big victory, I believe, over the Fightin' Filipinos. Is
yep,
that correct?
It was.
Yeah, so... Laid the smackdown on the Fightin' Filipinos, but then in week two, Lost both matchups. Week two is the all-important doubleheader week. Not the time you want to lay an egg, a turtle egg, but but you're not alone. Let me say that. You two are not alone because the River Rats struggled as well. Mm-hmm. And the River Rats didn't have the week one victory to fall back on.
Nope.
They ended up with a loss and a tie in week two. So, James, I mean, what went wrong in week two?
I was focused on my fantasy sewing circle league. It was just finishing up, and so I'd put a lot of effort in that direction. Sample size too small, Jeff. All right, we just need a couple more data points. And I think this next data point, I'm going to Babe Ruth and point to the fence on this one, and I'm calling this victory this week. Let's cement it instead.
Oh, wow.
You heard it. You heard it here.
You heard it here
bold.
First.
Bold prediction.
In the week three podcast, you heard it here first.
Come on. I enunciated. I'm sitting close to the microphone. What do you want, people?
Now, one thing
How much do I get paid to do this?
We'll discuss the payment details after the podcast is complete. But one thing I do want to touch on, James, I remember we had a podcast last year where I believe we talked about Baker Mayfield, right? And so far this season, Baker Mayfield probably isn't giving you the weekly score that you want out of him. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Yes. So
I think Sarah said it best last year when you asked her every question, yes, was I think the response she used. I don't know, maybe.
Who's on my team again?
Yes.
No, but
yes.
Don't let me lose my train of thought here.
Baker Mayfield.
We had this conversation early in the season before he was starting, where I suggested that for his ultimate development, it would probably be better for Baker to sit the whole season out, play behind, I believe it was Tyrod Taylor at the time, and just have that.
You really
you may
that
call
up.
Him Tyrod, but his real name is Tyrod.
Tyrod.
You know, to sit behind him for a season, learn, and I referenced all these quarterbacks that had done the same thing, like Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and others. And you were like, no. He needs to get out there on the field and play now, utilize his skills. Well, I kind of want to give just one more example of that from last year, and I'll look to no one other than the quarterback that everyone agrees is fantasy's number one quarterback, Pat Mahomes, right?
Did Pat Mahomes sit 1 year?
Pat Mahomes sat his whole rookie season, which was 2 years ago. Last year, he played in the very last game. And then last year burst upon the scene and had this explosive year. Baker Mayfield, who started in game three last year, or maybe game four, somewhere in there, is now appearing to struggle a little bit. So take it with a grain of salt, or whichever.
Baker Mayfield through the first 2 weeks was number five on number of sacks for a quarterback. So the coach, Freddie Kitchens, is that who it is?
It's Freddie Kitchens.
He took some responsibility for how they have been handling the game plan, and that's what I heard out of week two. Mayfield needs to get the ball out quick, but he needs an O-line that's going to be protecting him, and he just really doesn't have that currently. I think we can all agree that Cleveland's offensive line is not the most impressive in the league.
That's agreed, but I don't know, you know, that Kansas City's offensive line is that impressive either. It's Mahomes is some of his abilities and things like that. And maybe just Mahomes might just be a better player. I don't know.
It would be hard from what we've seen so far to argue that Mahomes is not very special.
But I'm telling you, that year of no pressure on you, ability to learn what it is to be a professional, sit behind someone that has had that experience, I believe is invaluable.
Are we talking about Sarah's development here at Gore, sharing an office with me, or are we talking about Baker Mayfield?
No, we're talking about Baker Mayfield.
Okay, sorry, I got confused.
I can't say anything positive about sharing an office with James. So
you and everybody else, there's a place where you're well aligned.
Or even the next door office probably
loud.
Isn't.
It is loud, Jeff.
Yeah, it's very loud.
It is loud.
Yeah.
I sit between James and Jim.
Then let's move on.
My office vibrates.
Let's
some people just lucky.
Let's move on and talk about the Sliders' woes. And the first thing I want to look at is, who said it was okay to go with one kicker? That's curious to me.
Listen,
because
we are a team. We are a united front. We do everything two times as good, Jeff. Two times as good, you dirty, dirty man. So we're a team.
I realize that. And two is better than one.
Two
is
better
than
one.
So why not
you
two kickers?
Dirty, dirty man.
Right. So I think we're going to have to we're going to talk about this and we're going to copy and paste the success we've had with the double estrogen, the double kickers.
You know, yeah, one thing you get out of two female owners, Jeff, is a reference to if I was ever a stripper, the lead-in song is what I would use.
That's what we heard. Is lead-in to this podcast?
Yeah. I've been.
You can't deny that's an excellent stripper song. An excellent stripper song.
Hey, I will make no comment here because this is dangerous water. I think.
Once again, there's two types of fantasies we're learning about here.
Yeah. And as much as we can overlap the other one into this, I just think it makes the league better.
That'd be good.
Well, he's a questionable anyway, so I think we need to cut the cord and do a little more.
Jeff, how many kickers do you have on your team?
I have one kicker.
Ooh,
But I did not necessarily say you can't have one kicker. If you only go with one kicker, you've got to pay attention to find out whether or not he's actually kicking that week.
Jeff, did you have Badgley for week one?
I had Badgley for week one.
Did you replace Badgley for week one?
I replaced Badgley for week two.
Okay, so hold on here.
I got 9 points out of my replacement kicker.
The pot and the kettle may both be very dark.
Which 9 points from that replacement kicker, which enabled me to get a victory I wouldn't have had I not done that. Mm-hmm. So it's again, one kicker I think is fine. I'm not going to argue against it.
Oh, hold on. We've had a little bit of change of
paradigm. This is a bit of a pivot, Jeff.
It's not a pivot. I'm further... it's a further explanation. One kicker, okay, if you're paying attention.
A good... Yeah.
And
I can...
It's the great thing about our league is that you can pay attention as much as you want, or you don't have to pay attention because you have the potential points, the best ball scoring.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have two kickers, you just get to score the one that didn't, the one that actually did kick. But when you go with just one, that's where that kind of goes out the window, and you got to pay that close attention. So this is a lesson.
This is a lesson.
And is a lesson that every team in this podcast, all three teams represented, learned week one.
Correct. Now, week one, there was nothing we could do about it because our rosters were locked at that point. No free agent moves prior to week one. But now that we're into season, the stuff is becoming important.
I think the O.J. Simpson trial was a little more straightforward than the subtleties that we're talking about around this league. But that's okay.
That's why I got Jaina. Come on now.
Well, I'm going to get a tutorial right after this on how to actually use the website. So then it's on after
that. Yes. Well, this is important. So regardless of how this season goes, this is rivalry week in the ESFFL. You know, this is on the level of Ohio State, Michigan,
ooh,
on the level of Duke, North Carolina, Clemson, South Carolina, Pennridge, Quakertown. I mean, it's at that level.
Lindsay Vitella, Trisha Allward.
Yes, oh, yes, it's at that. Trisha Allward, Becca Romer.
Trisha Allward, Alex Colella, whatever.
You can throw Trisha into just about.
Trisha works well in any of these scenarios.
All right, bringing it back a little bit to fantasy football.
Wait a minute. How did we get to be rivals? It's ridiculous.
You share an office. That's a natural rivalry.
We're in the same division and playing against each other this week.
Yeah.
I think
those
are the boxy checks.
It's
like
a natural
Eagles,
rivalry.
Cowboys type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as this week's over, we're gonna go back to the menage friendship that we had going on before.
All right, moving on. So we're not gonna have time to go through each player-by-player matchup here. But, James, earlier in the podcast, you predicted victory. So before we wrap this up, Sarah and Jaina, what are your thoughts? Do you have a retort on that? How would you like to wrap this up? What final closing remarks can you say about this week's matchup? Starting with you, Jaina, since Sarah appears to not have any.
Case of the giggles.
I predict that the turtles are going to eat some rats.
Ooh.
Ooh.
For breakfast,
all right.
Lunch and dinner.
I like that. Because that's very common, turtles eating rats. I mean, that happens in nature all the time or whatever. You know.
It's totally valid.
Totally valid. Look.
Well.
That's what we learned in New Jersey biology.
That's New Jersey biology
New
for
Jersey
you.
New Jersey biology.
Hey. You know what New Jersey does have? Interesting women, all right? And no one would disagree with that comment.
All right. So it's going to be week three. We're going to find out who eats who. The turtle eats the rat or the rat eats the turtle. You've listened to this podcast in its entirety.
I called you freezing up like a snowball on us. What happened over there?
Too much laughing, I think.
It was actually kind of enduring, or endearing. Excuse me, don't get me wrong. Jane was like a lawyer, she's like enunciating, you know. All business. Yeah, this is where we have
this
to
is the
intro.
It's kind of
this
funny.
Is some kind of
yeah.
thing
some people think it's funny.
A lot of people too. We say whatever we want to hear.
I'm sure most people have tuned out by this point.
Go to heck, everybody. No one's going to hear this anyway. Blah.